Lions 28-24 winners yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks in electric atmosphere, a much needed win, and now they're 3-4 as they head down to Jacksonville. We appreciate the time, Coach Schwartz. And how about that atmosphere yesterday? Matthew Stafford, a 16-play drive to win this thing. Really electric inside Ford Field, wasn't it?
Yeah, our home field is a big advantage for us. And, you know, we had to play four of our first six on the road. So any chance we have to get home, we want to reward the fans. And I think we accomplished that yesterday. Found a way to make a couple plays at the end and come out with the win.
You've seen some scrambling efforts from your offense over the years here, particularly the last two seasons with Matthew at the helm. But this one, I think, was a little bit different. To know that there was about 5.5 minutes on the clock and you had 80 yards to go, we hadn't really seen him do that specifically. What was going through your head, and how did you figure he'd have to attack that Seahawk defense on that drive?
Well, we had just given up a touchdown, and, you know, our defense was on its heels a little bit. So not only did we accomplish going down and getting the game-winning touchdown, but we also burned the entire time off the clock. It was a methodical drive. They didn't give us a lot of opportunities to make big plays. It was a methodical drive, not only to be able to get the score, but to be able to take time off the clock and help our kickoff coverage and our defense at the end. It allowed us a squib kick. It allowed us to play prevent for the last two plays.
You sounded very confident coming out of the Monday night game against Chicago that you had the pieces in place to at least fill in for Nate Burleson. You got to be pleased with what you saw out of Broyles, number one, and also out of Titus Young. Both those guys really stepped up, didn't they?
Yeah, they made plays for us. Broyles started off the game, made a couple big plays, including the first touchdown. Titus burned the defense for a 40-some-yard touchdown, and then obviously the game winner, but also made a couple great catches on third down to keep drives alive. Was running after the catch well. We gave him some jailbreak-type screens, and he was able to make some plays that way. Got contributions from our tight ends. Pettigrew moved the chains quite a bit, made a couple big plays for us. Scheffler made a big play down the seam, a couple plays on boots. And Joik Bell might have been the biggest play of that whole drive when we had third down and 10 down in the red zone. He was able to get that little quick angle route and go get a first down for us and set us up with a couple shots at the end zone. If he doesn't make that play, we're probably kicking a field goal there. It's only tying the game. We're also leaving a lot of time on the board for Seattle to come back and have an opportunity to win.
It wasn't pretty across the board. The start made a lot of fans a little uneasy, and you seemed angry, as you should have been at a couple of times. What's the general message you try to get across to the guys when a game does start as sloppy as yesterday's did?
Well, we found a way to stop that bleeding. We didn't start off very well. We had a couple offsides penalties, but we're able to get a stop on defense and then a special teams penalty that kept that drive alive and ended up being 3 points. And with a team like Seattle, with the way they play defense, we knew 3 points was going to be a big deal in that game, and that was disappointing to give that up. You just need to settle down. After that, our defensive line adjusted. We didn't have any line of scrimmage issues the rest of the game. We put the big plays behind us. They've made a couple big plays, one on a toss sweep and the other on a defensive pass interference. But after that, we were able to get that stopped and put ourselves in position to win the game.
Well, good job. Much needed win. I think a lot of people feel a lot better about 3-4, including you, than you might have felt about 2-5. Tough one this week on the road against Jacksonville, then another tough one against Minnesota. Good luck. We look forward to talking to you throughout the week. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, Tom.